May I say it's always great to have a conversation with my son Jim Jr. as well. He has just returned from a sojourn in Europe, in Israel, and in Jordan. And I guess he's glad to be back home with those girls, our grandbabies, and I'm sure they were excited to see him come back. But Jim, let me just reflect with you a few moments. Though you've been away from the family here in the United States, God has been using you in a mighty way there in Europe, in Romania, where you had the conference with the Christian leaders, the pastors of Romania, teaching them Bible prophecy. Went to the land of the Bible, Israel, of course, and you taught our study group, our tour group, as they traveled in the land of Israel, took a number of them over into Jordan to go to Petra. This has been a neat experience for you, has it not, in ministry and expanding your ministry among the peoples around the world?
Oh, it sure has, Dad. From the very beginning, just going to Romania, having the opportunity to be on radio and television there, speaking to those that for the second time now have gathered together for a prophecy conference teaching the book of Daniel, and then going to Israel and teaching our group there. And the way that we teach and we look at Israel, past, present, and future, it's been just an exciting opportunity to teach God's Word.
Kind of exciting to go over to Petra, too, was it not?
It was great. You know, it's always great to go there. We have a lot of friends there. Many times that we go there, we teach, again, looking at Petra from the past, Petra from the today, and what it's one of the eight wonders of the world, and then what we think that Petra is going to be the holding place where the Jews will be able to go and flee from the Antichrist in the future.
Yes, that's exciting to me. Taking a group of people through the land of Israel, then over into Jordan, and all the prophetic significance. First of all, as you said, the past, the historic significance, and going into those locations. I say going to Israel is like walking onto a stage where the actors have recently departed, but all the props are still in place, and you took them among the props and were able to teach them there. And then to touch Israel present, that's an exciting experience as well, to realize what God's doing today, and of course to look into the future, the prophetic passages that will be fulfilled in that part of the world. In your opinion, and you had a group of people you were with, you were close, you were the teacher, you interacted with them at the meal times and out at the different sites. In your opinion, why is it important to take people, to have people come along and go with us to Israel and to Jordan and to study in those biblical sites and prophetic sites?
Well, Dad, as you said, you know, the first thing is that once you go and see that the land of the Bible is a real place with real people and real soil on the ground, it makes God's Word come alive to you. You see the customs, the cultures of the time, the very way that Christ would have spoken and as he taught his disciples and how they were to live their lives, which we derive a benefit from because we get to see how we are as believers, how to live our lives, you get to see the customs and the cultures and the land in which he used in every single one of the stories that he taught. The other thing also is we teach Bible prophecy. We teach about the three strands of the human family, and we look at Israel past, present, and future. Israel is the place, the very place, because we believe that the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem, God's holy mountain, as it's referred to 16 times in God's Word, that's the very place of the Garden of Eden. This is the location where it all began, where all three strands of the human families began, the Gentiles, the Jews, and the Christians. And so going there, we get to teach that from the past, the present, and the future. We get to take a look at it. We developed that theme all the way through that God had a plan for this location in the past. It was the most holiest site in the universe, really, because it is the Garden of Eden where he established his first kingdom. It will be the kingdom that he sets up in the millennial kingdom in the future where Jesus Christ will rule and reign. So there's so much to teach from the practical aspect of how we live our lives and how Jesus walked that land and taught his disciples to the prophetic, where we are looking at what's going to take place in the future and how we and why we are to live our lives the way we do.
you know, that's your voice sounds so excited about what you were able to teach. And I've already received some emails from many of those who were with you on the trip. And they said you and Rick did an outstanding job. And we so are proud of our two sons, Jim Jr. and Rick, in their ministry with the people that went with them into Israel and how they were able to learn. Jim, did you feel at any time it was dangerous?
Oh, Dad, not at all. In fact, that was the thing that kept coming up. We went, you know, on our trips, we go all the way up. We're probably less than a mile from Syria. That was the big concern from the trip from the very beginning, what was taking place in Syria. And that, I'm not making light at all. There are many people that have lost their lives in the country of Syria. But going there in Israel, you see how Israel, their very existence depends on their ability to protect themselves and the security of the country. And so as we went less than a mile from that border, way up in the north of Syria, and then closer to Lebanon, we were very close to Jordan, all the way down to Egypt. We felt very safe as we were there in the land.
You know, I would imagine the scariest time that you guys had was going through New York City. That's the dangerous part of the entire trip. That's what I tell people. It's dangerous to go to Israel, but if we can get you through New York City, everything will be all right. Well, Jim, thank you for the ministry that you and your brother Rick have had with these dear people who went to Israel with us. We'd love to have them go. We're going again next spring, are we not?
Yes, sir. April 24th to May 5th. We'd like for you to come along and go with us.
Yes, indeed. Go to our website. You can get more information about that trip, prophecytoday.com. Jim, great to have you home. Thank you for the great ministry you've had over this last month.
Dad, it's been awesome to be a part of God's plan.